Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Background and effects.
I'm a pig. You guys, if you're not watching this, this is the first time me and Gina have actually,
we're so old.
Clearly, you know that we Zoom. Oh my, why do I like myself with pig nose and pig ears?
I don't know, but I can't get to mine. But I'm going on video filters and then it puts me to background and effects.
Yeah, it's where it's at.
Yeah, but it's not letting me click on it.
It's not pulling up video filters?
Uh-uh.
Really?
Yeah, I promise.
On background and effects?
Yeah, I keep clicking on it. Nothing's happening. Statistics, something comes up. Recording. Background effects, nothing.
That doesn't make any sense.
Maybe it's because my computer's older. Shouldn't it have to do with Zoom and not that? What the heck?
What?
I don't have any.
Dude, you gotta have them.
I swear to you. I know that I'm like really dumb when it comes to this shit, but it like, so it has virtual backgrounds. And then when I click on video filters, it goes to background and effects. And then when I click on that, nothing happens.
Hey,
what? I'm mad about it.
No, I'm just laughing at what you're going to see.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah, you know,
I love that they have filters for it so that you can even look like you're virtue signaling while on a Zoom
call. Like, well, you know, this reminds me of is like people driving in a car by themselves wearing a mask.
I know. I don't really get it. Unless like, I guess I was just like thinking like maybe they're an Uber driver and they just don't want to like take it off and put it back on.
Well, I mean, that would make sense. But unfortunately we've seen way too many people that like, they just can't, you know, they're just taking so much precaution that they're by themselves. No one's around them in a vehicle, you know, wearing an N95 mask. And you're like, well, you know, you're like, that's gotta be super uncomfortable. Like you don't need to wear it by yourself, but go for it.
I mean, yeah, to each their own. I just think, I don't know. I think it's a bit silly.
Well,
like it's a bit silly. Oh, now you're in it. Oh, cute. You got a little
hang on.
Dude, you actually had some glasses like that on.
Hey, do you remember these?
Yes.
All right, guys. I am taking this too far. I do think that the pig filter was probably my fave.
I don't get.
Maybe even just a little hat.
Oh, a little Zoom hat. Who comes up with this shit?
Dude, it's so stupid. Okay.
So dumb.
Okay, we're done. We're done. I'm sorry, you guys.
You're back.
I guess I'll unblur my background because I feel like it's just like not fair.
You know, people probably have that because they probably have like identifying things in their homes. You know, me and my paranoia. Like I've even thought about it. Not like there's like so many people trying to hunt me down, but you never know. Like I've had a couple like weirdos on Instagram, like that send me weird shit over and over and over again. Oh, and yeah. I'm always like, I wonder if there's like something in the background, like where they could like find you. I mean, well, it doesn't help that I've talked about where I live.
You know,
it's probably listed.
Well, what I was going to say actually has nothing to do with what you were just saying. It sort of did, but then it didn't.
Okay.
You were just talking about like people like sending you weird stuff or like messaging and like sending you weird shit. Right. And I was just going to say, you know what? I would almost just I would give up. There's not like there's been, I'm going to over exaggerate right now. You guys, I'm going to lie.
We've already established it's not over exaggerating. It is lying.
So I'm going to lie real quick. I'm going to make it sound like it's way more than it is. But anyways, the fact that I've read a message like this more than one time, I'm like, man, either where am I going wrong? Or like, how is my life, how am I falling apart and I'm unaware of it?
What do you mean? What's somebody saying?
Dude, the comments that people like make that say that they, you know, they're like reaching out in a nice way.
Oh, that they think you looked better before?
That and like,
before
or they're like, why are you so sad?
Oh.
I'm like, why aren't you? So many things to be sad about these days.
Why you're sad? Is that because of the things you post or?
I guess, like, do you think that there's like, maybe it's a lack, man, my nose is kind of running. Maybe it's a lack of me being on my story, or there's like a lack of me interacting on my social. Why? Because I don't have that much interesting stuff to showcase all the time. And I could, you know, I could just go out on there, and I have done it a few times where I'm like, all right, hey, not a lot happening over here, but just want to keep up with the algorithm. So here I am.
But that's when they think you're sad.
I've just seen comments.
Or is it like after messages you post like that something are like the tire burning or something?
No.
It's not that.
Nothing to do with like the real shit. Like it's like weird posts that it makes me, I assume that it might be because they're not we're not like vlogging all the time. We're not putting in time to vlog. So they're not, I'm not on my social media, like kind of having a good time as often, I guess.
I mean, now that you mention it, you have been more sad.
I am sad.
Yeah. You're super sad.
You know, no, listen, you guys, I cry my fair share. You know what I mean?
I have to say, I think it's just because you miss me so much. It's probably why. So much. Yeah. I mean, duh. Just kidding.
I will tell you. Okay. So you guys, I almost feel like this could be a segment for our show.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
Random thoughts that we have throughout the day.
Oh man. Okay.
Right. Here's the most recent for myself. When we start having them, Gina, we'll just write them down so we can talk about them on random thoughts.
Random thoughts.
So we should call it random.
Yeah.
Random thoughts. Okay. I made an appointment to go and have my earrings put back in because when I had my nose fixed, they took them out. We got them back in. You guys, these are like medical grade steel, you know, gold. They fit so perfectly that you can't just like pop them out, pop them back in like you do in your earlobe. Got to have someone put them in there.
Yeah.
Well, I had to take them out when I went down for that one day shoot for the movie.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I was bummed when they're like, you got to take those out. I was like, yeah, no problem. And then they left.
You were like, I know I'm not going to be able to get them back in.
Yeah. I took them out. And I was like, son of a bitch. Like, they've been out, which is, it's not been a big deal, but I thought I need to go and have them put back in before any more time has passed because one of my piercings, I hadn't put it back in since surgery. So last July or last August, because the back disappeared.
And it's like a special screw on thing.
Yeah. So you guys, these earrings, it has like a flat, like a round flat piece that kind of, so you don't have anything sticking out on the back of your ear and it goes in from the back. So it's flat against your ear. And then the front piece that has your like jewel or the, you know, whatever bling or your earring piece, your showstopper. it's on the inside and then it has a little post and it either just presses into a tiny little opening in the other piece and they push together really hard or you push it in and then you have to screw it in and they're really tiny. I have no idea where the back of that one went. I think it's just because from surgery, they took them out. I basically woke up and they had given Devin like a little bag.
Yeah.
With stuff in it. And so I've just had them in a little plastic bag in my wallet for a long time to put them back in. So I finally went and put them back in and I'm driving home and I tend to have this feeling often. It's this sense of urgency like I'm racing against the clock and I just want to be home. And that the drive to get home is too long, even though it's not. And it's like, so the thought I had as I started feeling this driving home, like 2 o'clock, I'm ready for bed.
Yeah.
I'm driving home and I think to myself, like, what if I'm slowly turning into the person from the movie, The Woman in the Window?
Woman in the Window. Like the lady that just like looks at her neighbors and like watches a murder.
The lady, not that part of it, but the lady that's too scared to go outside.
Oh, agoraphobic.
Yeah.
So you have, you have agoraphobia.
Yeah. I had thought to myself, I was like, oh, what if I'm slowly just turning into somebody that like all of a sudden just never leave. This is like a total fucking hermit. And then I'm thinking like, I feel like I used to be a lot more fun.
Yeah, you definitely didn't used to like want to be at home at all.
Well, I feel like when I was there, we look at my hair. Wow. Hey guys, I have one row of extensions in and still trying to figure out how to do my hair with it being short.
I think it looks good.
I think it's just like the life here in Southern Utah is just so much, it's just so different than my life was in Santa Cruz. And not like super different, just different in a sense that like, you know, there was little places that we loved to go all the time that mm-hmm. never really, it wasn't a big trek to get there.
Right.
Like a 10 minute drive.
Right.
You know, if we ever needed to go to San Jose, it was like, oh no, I don't know tomorrow, you know, but like, that's how I feel here.
Oh, wow. It's funny. You feel like everything's that far away.
Well, because so there's not like a lot of shopping here. So Santa Cruz, similar, but there was more shopping in Santa Cruz than there was here, especially in the later, like right before COVID, because they started opening up like Lululemon pop-up shop and
right,
you know, more stuff. But here, you know, on the side of town that I live on is the side I prefer. And all these people, all these transplants that are moving here, all of those people are mostly moving to the opposite side of town. Like, cause that's where they're doing tons and tons of land development. That's where they are. And I do not want to live over there. No way. Because I don't like the idea of, I don't want this area to turn into a Salt Lake City where it's just like, it feels like tract homes. Mm-hmm. There's too many people here. There's too many people moving here that we now have builders coming in from up north that's what they're putting in. Where like you have like all the same looking apartment house buildings or condo complexes.
I know, it's really hard though, but because this is the hard thing about it. You know, my grandpa used to always say this shit. It's like, it's your property. You should be able to do with it what you want. Right. So like there's this mindset of that. Right. But then I remember my old house and that big development that was behind it. That was kind of like back in the back part. Remember there was like a bit, there's like
your old house.
Yeah. My old house, past like where the emu lived.
Yeah.
Back there. There was like this whole development. Well, growing up, that was all a huge valley. Gorgeous. Like just no homes, nothing. Right. And somebody came, like sold the property, and then they built this whole housing community that didn't used to be there. And as the person that lives next to it, it was like, well, fuck, that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause it's like, man, we have this gorgeous view, but guess what? Also wasn't our property. But then it's like when we were doing our dirt bike track or whatever, we would get pissed because it was like, oh, well, we have to like jump through all these hoops to do with what we want with our property. So you know what I mean? So it sucks because it's like, I totally get what you're saying, right? Because you're like,
yes, it's more like, there's like a piece of it for me that's, I think you probably feel the same because in Santa Cruz and Felton, all that area, it's just so beautiful. Although in Santa Cruz, there's no real new construction for the most part. I mean, that place is developed as much as it can be.
But you know what I mean?
Like the new places where that's never had development on it.
There's not big long tracts of land.
If there's a lot, it's already probably been developed and maybe just hasn't been built on yet.
Yeah.
So for me, I would assume that you might feel this way more up by you or even in like Scotts Valley, like by your old house is like, you hate to see like a lot of it, like the beauty of the area go away because around
St. George, it's like when you're on the highway or the freeway or whatever, you just look and there's just mountains and nothing.
Yeah.
And so all that's creeping up and now you're getting all the.
Well, and I think about some other things that are problems too, because there's all these water problems, you know, there's this whole thing right now where they're trying to advocate to drain Lake Powell, which is a terrible idea. You know, there's all this fighting over water. I read something that they were going to be, decreasing the water that's available to, I want to say Arizona and Nevada. I mean, there's a lot, there's been water wars through Arizona, Nevada, Utah, like for a long time. I don't think that it needs to be, but I also like, I'm not in charge of figuring out a way to fix it, but I do believe, because I did hear this quote, not from the person, but I heard this quote from a business partner of mine who had the conversation with the mayor of Cedar City, which is just north of where I live, because he's been doing a lot of advocating for regenerative agriculture, right? It's really, really important in a place like here, really anywhere where it's really hot and dry, for it to be to be top of the totem pole, like really important. And it was a conversation he had with the mayor asking, like, what he ran on was about like water and everything like that. And so he asked him, like, what are you going to do? Like, what's your plan?
Yeah.
And he didn't skip a beat. He said he's going to take water from ranchers and farmers and give it to land developers.
That's ridiculous.
Exactly. So that's where I'm talking about, like, what really kind of irks me, because obviously cities, you know, we're growing. That's just the way that it is. I just feel like, I don't know this, so I'm not saying this because I know what I'm saying, because this is like a sense of feeling that I get. It feels like, even just like, let's say just like my town, right? That the politicians or people in charge that are kind of, you know, they're in charge of like making the plan, they're planning for the city.
Right.
I just feel like they have their priorities a little bit fucked up.
Well, they always do, though. I feel like every single fucking town, anytime you put politics into it, they're looking at money. That's all they care about.
And I do understand there's like, I probably can't even come close to understanding the amount of either people or organizations or whatever that they're trying to help, right? Mm-hmm. You're trying to compromise, trying to figure out a way. But then to hear a story about a mayor from the city just 30 minutes north of where I live to literally, like, without skipping a beat, like, oh yeah, no brainer. We're going to take the water from the farmers and ranchers. We're going to give it to the people that are building housing.
Yeah, they're moving in.
And it's like, that is literally the worst.
Yeah.
That is the worst idea. And, you know, I never even understood this until we had the conversation with AJ. If you guys remember AJ Richards, he was on our podcast, and we're definitely going to have him back on. Among with some other really awesome guests that he's introducing me to, that are all in the forefront of like water conservation, restoration. Actually, I just signed up. I'm on a waiting list, but I signed up to take a course on water restoration so I can really start studying it for our area here, for up at the ranch.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know, it's plain as like, so for instance, like in Las Vegas, I know we talked about this, but now I'm on it. So just briefly, it's not good when you get to a point where the city is going to tell you that you can no longer have vegetation in your yard. like
right. Yeah, we talked about plants. That. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that's not a good thing. So if we know that, like I mean, I'd hope that the people that are planning the cities would also be aware of the fact that how we create more rainfall is by having more vegetation. Rain doesn't come and just have natural rain cycles over concrete. That doesn't happen. You know, that's why we run into a lot of problems. You know, Todd was actually explaining it to me for like in Florida. And I think AJ may have brought it up, but like the storms that happen right now, like over on the East Coast, off the coast of Florida, you know, a lot of it it's to do if it gets super hot, you know, all like the wind or the sea breeze and the storms kind of come into the coast. And the way he made it sound or explained it was almost as if it can't keep traveling inland because there's too much concrete.
Well, you know, and that's like, what AJ was saying too before. Yeah. Remember, he was like, that's what he was talking about. Yeah. And he was showing us like the video of the guy that like was creating all the vegetation and how the mm-hmm. clouds were like looming just over his property. Yeah, it's insane. Crazy.
Anyway, so yeah. I am signed up I'm on the waiting list to take this course to start learning how to do water restoration, which I'm pretty excited about.
It's very cool.
But yeah, anyways, I did go out and about more out there, but I think that's mostly because there were more places that I enjoyed even just going for a drive or a walk by myself.
Yeah.
You know, like here, a lot of the places that I would want to go.
Like more of a trek to get there.
It's a trek. Yeah. And on that side of town where you have like, you know, a little bit more of the shopping or, you know, like I like to go to Dick's Sporting Goods or anything like that. There's so many people.
That's crazy.
So many people. And what's nuts though, too, Gina, when I went to Salt Lake not that long ago, driving up, I hadn't been there in a long time. And yes, it's a big city. So there's a lot of people. So many people. The traffic is insane.
It's insane. Like it's becoming like LA or something.
It's insane.
I mean, that's what we said. I mean, I could never live down there.
No.
Never when could.
I was
people really like, thrive off that city life, but not me.
No. Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know. Yeah, I was getting my ear piercings put back in, and the guy that was doing my piercings, he actually didn't ask him where he was from, but I know he's not from California. But he asked me where my jewelry was from. I said, oh, he said, is it from Koi? And I said, I actually think the place is called Koi. But I said, no, I actually got them I lived in Santa Cruz. So I got them out there. And then we were talking something about LA, and he said something about me being down in LA. And I was like, I said, it's the worst. I said, I hate LA. And he's like, really? And I was like, yeah, it's disgusting. And he's like, really? He's like, I guess it's just like TV that glamorizes like all of California. And I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah, that is definitely not LA.
No.
I mean, like, there's like some cool spots.
There's pockets.
Yeah, there's pockets that are cool. But no, Gina, as a whole,
just like the last year, even talking to some friends of mine that I stay in touch with through doing Wonder Woman and the Justice League that were in the production team of that, they have a house there because that is their like big business, right? Yeah. They also have a house in Texas and another house somewhere else, but. I've been hearing stories about how much the crime rate's gone up. And so I have these people that are they're older and are used to being there, like living there for years and years.
Yeah.
And when I was going down there to shoot the movie, like they were like concerned about me, like making sure where I was staying. And, even just like getting out of my car and I'm like, that's crazy. Really? But that's like how it's been for them, for people down there. So I don't really know. I don't know completely what's going on. You know, I think it's life's crazy everywhere and it's always crazy, you know, like, especially if we pay attention to the crazy, it seems more prominent. And it's just because if you decide not to listen to it or not pay attention to it, it feels like it's not there, but it is. And it's everywhere.
I pretend it's not there.
And it's always been there. But however, no, I will stand behind this. San Francisco, clean your shit up.
It's gross.
Man, it is bad.
That's gross.
Makes me sad.
I know. I agree. Cause there's so many cool things to do there, but yeah, it's nasty.
Well, and
it's
dirty. I went to New York.
Yeah.
And New York is like, I mean, I hadn't been there in years. Fast paced, pretty dirty, right? When you're like in the city, you know, at nighttime, if you're down, like, you know, really anywhere, but it's trash. So all of the restaurants, all the places, like let's say downtown or like in Manhattan at nighttime, they all take all their trash outside and put it on the curb. And then middle of the night trucks come and pick it up.
Yeah. Okay,
so it already is kind of like a gross sort of grunt. Like, it feels like kind of like dirty, but also like exciting. Like, what do you think of New York City, right? Way worse. I actually didn't think that it could feel like dirtier, but when I was there, I was like, oh.
Dirtier?
Yeah.
Dirtier. That's too bad.
It is too bad.
Yeah.
But yes, so he was correct. TV and movies, they do glamorize places and people.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Definitely people. But if you're wondering, no, I'm not yet to the point where I can't leave my house.
You're not agoraphobic yet.
No.
Okay, well, stay tuned.
They're like, can't wait to see what happens on the next episode.
Well, so what's so funny is you were saying that, like, do you ever just have like random thoughts? I was like, seriously, I don't know about anybody of you guys out there. But I feel like Brooke, you kind of have the same thing. I have major travel anxiety. And for me, it's so stupid because I feel like there's all these things that have to be done before I leave that are not, they're not the end of the world if they don't get done. Like I'm like making these lists for myself, right? Cause I have to do like the payroll at the gym. I got to make sure that like all of a sudden I was like, oh shit, I need to pay my bills. You know, I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. Like my bills need to be paid and I need to do this. And you know, I need to make a watering schedule for Kylie. And I had written down, I was stressing out because I hadn't printed out a calendar of September so I could write out the watering and the mail schedule. Like what is wrong with me? None of this shit needs to be done. It doesn't need to be done like this. I could literally just text her, hey, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, can you stop by the house? Hey, on Wednesdays, can you water the plants? But no, instead I'm like leaving these detailed directions, like, you know, tiny succulent on windowsill takes 3 tablespoons. Like it's like,
you want to print out a calendar with and like, yes. leave her sticker. So when she completes it, she can put a sticker on it.
Yes. It's so stupid. And I'm sitting here going, why am I stressing out so bad? Like, fuck. Like if I forget something, what's the big deal? I don't know. I'm taking a full suitcase and a carry-on because I'm so convinced that my big suitcase is going to get lost. So I'm taking a carry-on that has my underwear.
I'm doing that.
And like one bathing suit and like my makeup, you know, like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then a big bag for everything else.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, I mean, what if it gets lost?
No, I'm doing that too. I'm taking it to my parents.
Yeah. I mean, it's real far to go.
Yeah.
A lot of things can happen.
True.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well,
it'll be okay. I know. It'll be okay. I mean, I hope it'll be okay.
I know. I just really hope that Kylie gets the measuring down right with my plants, you know, because if not, it really could be the end of the world. I was going to read this.
Okay.
This one question, then we'll go. So this is from Tara McPhee Pie. It's hyphenated. I think it's McPhee Pie. And it says, Canadians in the US of A. Hey, beauties. Well, thank you. You ladies are so freaking great. Always look forward to my Friday lifts to listen to your latest episode. I appreciate your silly banter and realness. Is that a word? Yes, it is a word. I mean, as far as we're concerned, it's a word.
Yep.
You have both pushed me to do better, be better, ask more questions, take better care of myself, in parentheses, on a crazy health journey, very similar to Brooks, and it has been a feat on its own. And of course, get Botox. I also need to say, you're always talking about a Brooke and Gina trip, wine tour. Hello, LOL. And you should also have DLB and Devin on sometime just for shits. Well, we would love eventually to get that together. If we should ever in our lifetime.
We should have Devin on.
I know. Okay. Two questions. from Canada, and my husband and I are wanting to plan a trip to the US for a week and are struggling on where to go. We love hiking, anything outdoors via water or land, sports, drinking, and seeing all the great things to be seen. Do you have any recommendations or ideas? If either of you were to plan a trip for a week somewhere in the US, where would it be? I know you both do and have done a lot of traveling, and we have never been anywhere for any period of time in the US. We plan to go between end of January, beginning of March.
Okay. Well,
I'm thinking for all those outdoor sports somewhere around you.
Well,
or like Arizona or something.
No? So I would think Zion National Park is fantastic. Yeah. You could also do the Grand Canyon. You know, look up the Grand Canyon. People do hikes where they do like the rim to rim. Every time I say rim to rim, I think
it just sounds dirty.
It does.
It just sounds dirty.
We won't play into it. You guys know what I'm saying? But the Grand Canyon, awesome. They also do like whitewater rafting, but between January and March, I think your best bet on, if you're looking at national parks, just make sure they're open and they're not closed. I've been to Yosemite one time.
It's amazing.
It is incredible.
Yeah. I was going to say Yosemite's Tahoe, like South or North Shore, Tahoe are really great. Cause I was thinking too, like for that time of year, it might be a little bit milder weather.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I think, but like people in Tahoe, there will still be snow.
Yeah.
There's snow for a while. January is like, they barely get any snow. And then all of a sudden they finally get snow and you can actually go on the mountain. So you might want to go more where I'm from. It'll be cold, but you could still do some outdoor stuff. And then obviously like Arizona, you know, Sedona.
Sedona is gorgeous.
Yeah. Bryce Canyon, it'll be snowy still too. Do me a favor. Zion National Park, Bryce Canyon, Yosemite, Grand Canyon. Look up those places and see, I guess, like what's in season, what's not, when you're wanting to go, and like make your best guess. Springtime, it's going to be a lot colder those months in Tahoe. I wouldn't know about Yosemite. I feel like that's more central, so it might not be as cold, but I'm not sure. And
well, cause I was thinking too, if they did do California, like Northern, there's also like, if they like drinking or like wine country, Healdsburg, Napa, that whole area is really beautiful. I'm not as familiar with Utah area. I mean, I haven't gone to a lot of places in the middle of the country, honestly. Yeah. Probably so many places that we're skipping.
I don't think so.
I did love, I'm just thinking for like that time of year, I did love Savannah, Georgia.
Well, they're talking hiking.
I know.
Okay. So you're already,
cities.
Honestly, stay away from the East Coast. Waste of time. Stay away from middle America if you like hiking or anything outdoors, like that type of stuff, because it's flat. So if you like a challenge, then you got it. Yosemite, Grand Canyon, Zion National Park. I was going to say Glacier National Park, but, and like Yellowstone, probably really cold at that
time. Really cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those places, I would say, I have not been to Yellowstone, neither has Gina, and we would love to go. So that's somewhere that we haven't been.
During that time of year.
Yeah. And I've been to Glacier and it is really, really beautiful, but Montana it's cold majority of the year. So I guess come on over to Utah or to Arizona. And there are tons of hikes and tons of things worth seeing that I have not seen all of them. Like, you know, like Horseshoe Bend, like there's so, if you just look up to, okay, here's what you're gonna do. You're just going to Google, top places to visit in your lifetime in the Southwest or in Utah, Arizona.
I was going to say, the Zebra Canyon was cool too. Remember when we saw that? I mean, it's just insane.
Oh yeah. Moab. But okay. So like Southern Utah, really mild winters. It does get cold, but it's mild. So you know, you can wear an outfit.
Layer up.
Yeah. Layer up to go hiking.
Layer up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and so next she would like to know where Brooke's sunnies are from. Cannot find a nice pair of sunglasses to save my life. And I spotted those in your story several weeks ago. Those are the rain ones, right?
Yep. R-A-E-N. R-A-E-N. Rain.
She says, all in all, you're both so amazing. Please don't change. Haters be haters. And karma is a bitch. Love you both. All the best. Tara. Thank you, Tara. We love you too.
Karma and gravity.
fuck. Gravity is a bitch, man.
Gravity.
Gravity
is working against me. Yep, it's working against me.
Sorry, my freaking life. All right. Okay, guys, well, we're going to wrap this up.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to our episode. Did I just speak Spanish?
All I heard was,
you know, it's funny. I read something today that, and I do believe in this. I follow a page on Instagram and it's called Growth Mindset or something. So there's a lot of really good like reminders or philosophical, deep thinking things that are really great for someone who cares to be self-aware and try to just, you know, keep trending up.
Yeah.
Just trending upwards. And it was saying something like, you know, tips on gaining more confidence and like just being more confident. And that also has to do with like being perceived, like the whole like the energy around you is just more confident in yourself. Right. Mm-hmm. One of the things was to speak slower.
Oh,
and that people that speak slow, it's almost like, they're only speaking because they have something to say, you know,
I should and stop talking altogether then.
Depending on my situation, who I'm talking to, what we're talking about, my excitement level, my speed or volume,
mm-hmm.
you know, it moves up or down. So
same.
They say when you talk really fast, it's like you are, I can't remember exactly what it said. You know what? We'll just end it on this. I'll read it to you exactly so I don't mess this up. And then we'll say goodbye. Okay, here we go. Also, yeah, I hear what you guys are saying and I will stop singing. Just kidding. I won't stop singing. There we go. Right here. 8 easy tricks to boost your confidence.
Okay.
Ready?
What else?
1, walk 25% faster. Says, throw your shoulders back, lift up your head, move ahead a little faster and feel self-confidence grow.
Oh, okay.
Move through the world. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Man, I'm constantly just like,
you know what you reminded me of?
What?
You look like a camel.
What did I?
It's like, it was, like your head was bouncing. It was almost like you had a hump or something.
All right. Number 2. Well, here we go. Talk slowly. I'm going to preface this though, you guys, there's a difference between talking slowly and just land the plane.
Yes. Okay? Oh God. Yes.
Land the plane.
But maybe speak slowly, but get to your point quickly.
Yep. And maybe not so slowly that people think that they have, you know, a comprehension problem or a hearing problem. Okay. 2, talk slowly. People who feel they aren't worthy of being listened to tend to talk quickly. To ensure that you aren't rushing. Oh, hey, so ensure that you aren't rushing. Talk slowly. 3, accomplish small goals. This I do like. Try making your bed in the morning. You will feel accomplished and that will pave the way for achieving bigger goals. Man, do I have a voice?
You have a what? You cut out.
Face for radio or what? Okay.
Shut up.
4, dress nicely. This may come across as cliche, but when you dress nicely, you most likely feel more confident.
That's probably true.
Although again, that depends on your situation. Cause like if it were me and I felt overdressed at an event, I'd feel uncomfortable.
Really?
Cause I wouldn't want everyone's like staring at me.
I was trying to find a video of a camel running.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay.
Number five, empower yourself with knowledge. Hello, I'm taking a, I'm going to course on water restoration. Do I feel more, do I seem more confident?
Absolutely.
Empowering yourself in general is one of the best strategies for building confidence.
Hmm.
Six, be a front seater.
Front seater?
Yeah. How many of you guys were front seaters? I don't know. I was a front seater because I couldn't see the white.
Like when you go anywhere, yeah. Like class or something?
Yeah. It says, ever notice in meeting seats fill up first. The reason is lack of confidence. Be a front. It's like we could take that a little too far. You know, like we're like a, you know, we're a group of us, we're going somewhere and someone's going to drive and just rushing to sit in the front seat.
That's just being greedy.
Seven, practice making eye contact.
Okay. Oh,
I was practicing.
I'm trying to find the stupid camel thing. And something's fucked with my phone. Okay. Sorry.
Mine too. This is the last one. Number eight, speaking up at every meeting. I don't know if any of us have that many meetings, but if you have a family, you probably have meetings regularly.
Mm-hmm.
It says, when you are in a meeting, speak, comment, make a suggestion, and ask a question. Now be there and be involved, apparently. So, okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Some good stuff in here.
Okay. So it's the very end of this video. Ready?
Oh, you're showing me?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Why is it doing that? Oh, man.
What?
I don't know if it's going. Oh. Oh. There it is. See when it gets to the front? Cute. All right. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, five-star rating.
Five-star warning.
We'll talk to you when we're back from Bali.
Back from Bali.
You know what's funny is you guys will listen to this when we're already back from Bali. But we'll let you know how it went.
Yeah.
After this one.
Sure, we'll have plenty of stories.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.